Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is the 6 o'clock hour, and we are being loved unleashed with the Love Unleashed DT Rector Radio Show. I am honored once again to just be with you for this upcoming hour, where we can just be real, talk about what we believe that God has in store for us, also to talk about what's going on in the world and just share some nuggets, you know, give you the things that are on my heart that I think that we as a people would be willing to make some changes and to improve our own personal lives so that we can be the salt of the earth, to be the light on the hill, to just be able to be the people that God created us to be. And so it is an honor to be with you. I've had a wonderful and full weekend of just being able to serve and being able to love up on people. So for those who right now are listening in, we are Love Unleashed Radio Show. I would love for you to chime in with forward and this information over on the social media networks that Love Unleashed has begun. Hashtag I Am Love Unleashed. They can go to www.iamloveunleashed.com and they can click on the link to be able to listen in by way of our website. But also, I just want to be able to just pull this off, this thing all together. We're going to repost this and replay this later on, but I know that this movement is just growing. I am privileged and honored that God has truly given me a vision. And what's that vision? The vision is unleashing love into the world. We're surrounded by so much chaos and confusion. We're surrounded by so much hurt, so much pain. But truly, it starts with loving yourself, loving your neighbor, loving God. Those are the things that's going to help us to be able to change, just change the trajectory of where this world is headed. I believe that God, because God created the heavens and the earth, that means that God and everything that's in it, that's what the Word of God says. So that means that His hand is on everything. However, there are times when we choose not to be in order. We choose to be out of order. And so right now you see a lot of chaos and confusion because there are a lot of people that are out of order. Well, order starts within your own personal life. Order starts within your own personal home. Order starts within your own personal self. So we're going to have to make sure we get ourselves right. And in order for us to get ourselves right, we may need to have experts. We may need to speak with people who have actually been on the battlefield, may have gone through some things that we're going through or even studied so that they can provide us with the information that is rightfully needed so that we can go out and educate everyone else. Now, there's something that's near and dear on my heart right now. We have been embarking on a journey about domestic violence awareness. And over the news feeds and social media, we've heard so many oftentimes that we've lost another sister to domestic violence at the hands of a loved one. And it's near and dear to my heart because I, too, at some point in my life, had been victimized by way of someone who may not have been in their right frame of mind, or maybe so. I'm not the one to judge that. But they were not in a position to be right in the relationship. And so when you're in an unhealthy relationship and you have either two unhealthy people or one unhealthy person and one healthy person and those things come together, you have a big mess. And so I am on the quest, on a journey to bring awareness to domestic violence, to bring tools and strategies for women to be able, especially if they're listening, to be able to get out of those hurtful situations, to seek help, and to make changes in their own lives, and do that in a safe way. unfortunately, when we look around in the world, there are so many things that are publicized as far as violence against one another. It could be black-on-black crime. It could be a mother against a daughter, or a father against a son, sons against sons, sisters against sisters. But at the end of the day, we're all God's children. And I cannot believe that God is pleased with our behavior. And so I really want us to truly continue with this movement of just unleashing love unto the world, because love heals all things. Love is the thing, the cure of all. And if we love more in this world, we will most certainly see the change that we're seeking to have in this world. Now, before I bring our guest featured speaker on, I wanted to share a scripture. You know, I took a nap after church because I got to, you know, when you get in worship and you get to praise Him and you just give God your all, by the time you walk out of there, yeah, you are rejuvenated and ready to just praise God in the streets, but your body is tired. And so after service, I normally go and take a nap. So I thank God that I was in a position to take a nap and wake up. And so one of the things that the scripture He left with me before I took a nap was 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through, it looks like 7 through 10. And it says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." And so when I read this scripture, and it definitely is right on point because it's talking about love, this is the most important part. It says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. We have to love each other from the deepest recesses of our heart, from places that we may not have yet even experienced. But we have to be able to forgive people over and over again. That's what love is. You know, love is the love that God has for us, the love that when we fail to do what we're told, that he continues to provide us with the grace and the mercy. And that grace and mercy is certainly sufficient for us. So if God's grace and God's mercy is sufficient, then why can't it be that the grace and the mercy we show others be sufficient as well? See, ladies and gentlemen, our charge is to take on the personality, take on the mindset, take on the embodiment of Jesus Christ, who is God. And so if we don't do that, if we don't walk in love, if we don't forgive in love, if we don't serve in love, if we don't speak in love, then that's when you get a world full of chaos. And so today, my charge to you is to start changing the way you speak, change the way you love, change the way you forgive. And if we all start personally focusing on how we do that, then I can guarantee you, you'll start seeing a change that's surrounding you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked about what God's love is over the week. I've talked about what we need to do as human beings, as children of God in the world. I've talked about the domestic violence awareness. We talked about black-on-black crime. We talked about police crime. We talked about all of those things. But we haven't really, truly talked about dealing with the issues about ourselves. We've talked about and literally scratched the surface of loving ourselves. But this next guest that we're bringing on, she's an image consultant. She's the CEO and founder of an image consulting firm. She's a fashion and style diva. Queen Chenna is what they call her. She's a pace setter. She's known for not catering to the status quo. And honestly, she has a purpose and a mission as an image consultant from just providing the image from the inside out. She's been an entrepreneur for over 12 years, business and extensive management background. She's excelled in varied leadership roles and presently works as a district sales manager and business development coach for global beauty brands. Now, let me tell you something about her. She is the visionary and founder of Life Ambassadors, which is a marketplace ministry with a mission to transform lives and raise dynamic leaders with the love of God that inspires, listen, ladies and gentlemen, and faith in his word that empowers. She is on a mission to make the graveyard a poorer place by helping individuals fully discover, claim, and live out their dreams, purpose, and destiny. Oh, but that doesn't stop there. She's a preacher and a dynamic leader, and she currently serves as the associate pastor at the Open Doors Ministry Church in Laurel, Maryland. I could say so much more about Queen Chenna, but I want to bring her on the call, this recording, and I just want to celebrate her first and foremost because she's such a beautiful woman. She has so many new things that's going on with her ministry, so we're going to talk to her about that. But most importantly, we are going to talk to her about branding yourself, becoming the CEO of your life. We're going to talk about the important issues surrounding self-presentation and identifying some strategies to improve our personal appearance, not just on the outside, but on the inside, while becoming our own brand ambassadors for God. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's just welcome her. Minister, Pastor Lucina, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much. I am just beyond honored and blessed to be with you this afternoon and to your listening audience as well. Minister Domily, what a blessing. Like, I'm listening to you going, wow, that's, it's interesting to hear those things from the outside, but I'm so thankful to be with you. I thank you for the opportunity to come on and to share. Just so blessed by even what you shared starting, you know, this segment, you know, on love. Just powerful, so needed. Today, we've always needed that, but like more than ever before, even today. So I'm so thankful to be here with you and with your listening audience. Thank you for having me this evening.
Well, you know, it's an honor. I know that you had a second service today, and I know that the services that you had, I was just wanting to make sure that we were able to get you on because you have such a beautiful spirit. And let me tell you, I saw more of that beautiful spirit as we fellowshiped the weekend before last at our Breaking Free Forever conference. And you just got right on in there, and you just started serving. Although you were there to be a panelist, but it was just effortless for you. And so I just want to officially, like publicly, just thank you so much for just putting and adding your touch to the day. Because if it wasn't for your touch, you know, other people may not have been touched in the way that God intended for them to be touched that on that day. So thank you so, so much.
Oh, so sad. Look, I owe you the thanks. I truly do. You know, being able to be present and be in that atmosphere, in that environment in itself was a privilege. You know, being able to do what we do in any capacity at all, I think just us understanding that it's just a privilege to do that. And if it is, you know, doing it with an attitude of servitude, that's what it should be, because it's a privilege, you know, to be there, to be part of such a life-changing event, a life-changing encounter. You know, many lives were really set free, many. And I'm thankful to God for you, for your obedience to the vision that he did give you, and just you stepping out in faith to do what he called you to do. And it's not easy, but you did that. So I too celebrate you and thank you for the opportunity. It truly was a privilege to be present and to be part of such a strategic life-changing occasion. So I'm thankful.
Oh, well, you know, I can't take no compliments. I'm not good at that. You know, that's one of the things that I struggled with in ministry. And I have to tell you that when I have my little ministry meetings with my pastor, that's mm-hmm. one of the things that I would go and talk to him about. Like when people say, you did this or you did so great, you know, I would feel a certain kind of way. And it wasn't that I didn't appreciate the accolade or the good job, but I wanted to make sure that God got all the glory. And so I asked
Absolutely.
Him, because he's such a great, great pastor and such a great man of God. So I said, well, how do you do it? And he said, well, you know what, I too used to have that. Not, he said, I still do. He says, and so all I do is respond to God be the glory. You
to
know,
God
to God
be the glory.
Be the glory.
That's
to
it.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
So,
to
yes,
God be the glory.
In spite
yes.
of the fact that I was able to put together the vision and bring it forth, I had so many hands to help and support, and you were one of them, and God ultimately was glorified. And so
Amen.
That is my response
yes.
to God be the glory, you know.
God
and
be the
I look
glory.
Forward to next year.
Amen.
Yeah, I look forward to next year.
Yes.
So,
yes. Also, Stacey, will
let
do.
Let
yes.
the listeners, let the listeners know who you are. Like, you know, I said your bio, but, you know, it's nothing like, you know, you pitch. I always say pitch perfect. Pitch yourself. You know, we have people out here that do not know you. Some may know you.
Right.
Some may later on may listen to you, and they need what you have. I let me before you start. I have to say I have been blessed. God has surrounded me with some phenomenal women that have so many different talents. And you know, the scripture that I read. The scripture I just read, it talks about that we should use whatever gift God has given us to serve others faithfully. And so that's what you do. So please share with us, you know, what is the gift that God gave you and how you're using it to edify and glorify his name in the kingdom.
Absolutely. Again, my name is Uchenna. Uchenna Ebwagu, of course. By that, you can tell I am of West African descent. So I am blessed to be a mother to a beautiful 6-year-old little girl, and it's just a privilege to have someone that you can, you know, pour yourself out into and just see God's goodness in a life and be able to nurture that. So I am a mother, I'm a daughter, I have a beautiful, close-knit family. I've been really blessed in that area. Professionally, I still do work as a, like you mentioned earlier, district sales and marketing manager for a global beauty company. My call truly is to help people discover their purpose and to walk in it. This book by Les Brown, that the grave is the richest place on the face of the earth. I remember the first time I heard that, and something about that just did not sit right, but I knew that was so true. And I later discovered that one of the things that I've been called here to do, because each one of us, we do have an assignment, and it's to, for me, is to see to it that in my sphere of influence, that as many as I can reach and touch do not enrich the grave with everything that God's put in them, because everything he's put in us is to actually enrich the earth. So there's just no reason to enrich the earth, the grave, and impoverish the earth. So I do that through ministry. I'm blessed to lead a group of women through the Life Ambassadors Ministry, like you mentioned, where we change lives with the love of God that inspires, and raise dynamic leaders with faith in his word that empowers, and just seeing lives being transformed by the gift of God's word. It's all in his word. I also do have a passion for helping people realize how they can create an image that matches their vision, their ingenuity, and their purpose. And I do that through my image consulting business, VIP Image Consultant. Again, our vision with VIP Image Consultant is leaders and influencers create an image that matches their vision, their ingenuity, and their purpose. It's very important to know those three things, because truly when you know it, you're able to present yourself in the best light to match all three, and you present an image that's like none other because it's unique to your vision, to your ingenuity, and your purpose. So that's a little bit, you know, about who I am and what I do. I love to serve. It doesn't get any better than being able to serve each other with the gifts and talents that God has put inside of us. I'm an avid reader. I love to read. I love to learn. And just, you know, grow. Just being in a better place today than I was yesterday is what I always desire. And not just do that by myself, but help others around me do that as well. So that's a little bit about me.
Oh, well, that is phenomenal. Let me tell you, I have been blessed to have a daughter, and having a daughter, it truly changed my life. Although I have sons and I love them dearly, and prayerfully, if they hear this, that they won't think that I'm choosing sides, because I'm not. You know, I love each one the same, but in my own different way, because they're different children. So you never want any child to believe that you love one over the other.
More than the other, right.
it's nothing like having a daughter, and it's nothing like being blessed with being a mom and being a daughter of someone else. And now that you are in ministry and you're the founder of Life Ambassadors, and you said this is mainly about women, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so because you oversee a woman's ministry, and God has stretched you beyond being the mom to your little daughter, but you're really truly leading the pathway of the lives of other women. And so I believe that God puts us on that battlefield to help stretch other women. So right now, please just share with me some insights about the image that matches your vision, your ingenuity, and your purpose. Now, you said that in itself has to be, you know, it has to be across the board. It's like a unique love that it's the unique love that God gives, right? So what vision are we talking about? Is it your own personal vision, or is it that vision that God has given you?
Absolutely. I think for every individual, it's really knowing, you have to know God's vision for your life. And each person, you have to know God's vision for your life, and also knowing that your vision has to be aligned with that. Right? Yes, you could have a vision, but if it's not aligned with God's vision for your life, then that's merely your vision. At the end of the day, you would have really lived, but not lived according to his purpose, because if you were to live out his purpose, then your vision must be aligned to his vision. So when we talk about vision, it has to, you know, really go both ways. And so that's why my tagline is, so yes, you know, fashion is part of it, but it's not all of it. So if a client was to come to me, for example, these are some of the things we kind of dig into first before we start to talk about a style or we start to talk fashion. Is, you know, we try to find out, you know, do you know what your vision is? You know, do you know what your purpose is? You know, when we talk about ingenuity, what sets you apart from others? You know, what is that you factor? Because even when we talk image and style, the you factor is important because there's no two Domalies. And there are no two Uchenna, right? And so that's where ingenuity comes in. But when it comes to vision, absolutely, your vision, you want it matched to the vision of God. Now, if everyone comes to me, am I saying they would know what that is? They may not. But that's part of the journey with me as an image consultant is really helping you find that. Because when we find that and we realize what your vision is and you can really pinpoint, this is where I'm headed, you know, then the image that's put together for you or being able to, you know, create that image that's rightful for you, we're right in line with it because it has to match your vision. For example, I always give this example. If I met with, you know, a young man and he says to me, you know, and, you know, we start to talk about vision. For example, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Where do you see yourself 10 years from now? What are some of the things you aspire to, right? And he says to me, you know what, when I look at someone like President Barack Obama, you know, I consider him one of my mentors, and I truly one day can see myself being, you know, in the office of a president. I could see myself, you know, years down the line serving as the president of the United States of America. And while we're consulting, if he has pants sagging down, you know, just almost to the floor, then, you know, we need to visit that. Because, you know, great vision, but now the image we're working with doesn't reflect that. So moving forward, you really want your image to reflect that vision. You want your image to reflect where you're headed. And one of my other taglines is, you know, show up looking like your destination and not your location. So a lot of times we dress for right where we are. But if we have a better understanding of how your image can be a door opener, then you really want to dress to match your vision, dress to match your destiny, dress to match how you're headed. That entire package, image, brand should be really reflective of that.
Ooh, that was a mouthful. Let me tell you, show up looking like your destination and not your location. That in itself
yes,
was a tweetable moment. Hashtag I am love unleashed. Y'all better get that tweeted. Even
I'm
when
this
replays, I just hope they get that out there. Hashtag show up. I'm sorry. Hashtag I am love unleashed because we want it on our page. And show up looking like your destination and not your location. And make sure you give Sister Uchenna, give her the credit because, you know, there's so many times people take and they're pirates and they take over somebody else's words and, you know, repost it and it's their words now. No, we don't do that. So,
yeah,
Don't steal that. Do it in love. Give credit. Yes.
But you know what, though? Can I tell you why that is really important, Domalee? And let me just give you an example. I remember about 6 years ago when I went, you know, I hadn't worked for a year in between, you know, I was pregnant at the time. So for a little while, I hadn't really worked for, you know, a few reasons. And when I got back into trying to go back into the workplace, I had just gone through a situation where I was facing the reality that I had just had my baby 2 months into that and realizing that I may have to continue this journey as a single mother and realizing that I may no longer, the marriage that I had would be no more, right? And it was terrible. This is after, you know, waiting about 5 years. This was into 5 years of our marriage and having my daughter. So realizing that now I may have to be breadwinner and all of those things. So it was a really, really difficult time. I was faced with the fact that I had to get up and get going, go find something pronto. We have to keep the lights on, keep a roof over our heads, all of that. And I tell you, one of the things that helped me was this. In fact, at that time, I hadn't even had a revelation of that, you know, about showing up as your destination. But I knew one thing for sure. Yes, I was broken. Yes, I was down. Yes, I was going through the toughest time of my life. But when I walked through those doors to ask for an opportunity, they weren't trying to find someone who was broken, disgusted, all of that. They didn't want that. They wanted someone who they could look at and say, you know what, this is someone that fits exactly the opportunity that we have available for them. So did I feel like showing up for the interviews? No. Did I feel as great as I looked? Not necessarily. But it is very important when we talk image and having that open doors for you that you don't just look how you feel at the moment. Go beyond that. Your image has to go just beyond your feelings. Yes, it can express that, but if you're looking for it to open doors, then think destination and not location.
That is so good. And while you were talking, I heard in the spirit, in the midst of pain, you are pushed into your purpose. Like you, that's like the greatest moment of being pushed into your purpose. Yes. Yeah, it's in the midst of your painful situations. God is pushing you into your purpose. Yes. And so that is for those who are listening in that may be going through a terrible time in their life. They may not know which direction they're headed, but in the midst of your pain or your painful situations, you are being pushed. That push that you're being pushed, you're pushed into your purpose. And so that's awesome. Another thing I heard when you were speaking, you were saying image must reflect the vision. Image must reflect the vision. And we already talked about that the vision has to be the vision that God gives. And and so I think a couple of weeks ago I spoke about how God, we are the image of God. We are the direct reflection of God because in the beginning, God created man in his likeness. And so if we really, truly want to suspend that and put a spiritual twist to that, and that's pretty much why we're here. We have to teach people the tools and the strategies that they need so that they can embrace what God has for their lives. So I would love for you to show me how, tell us, how were you able to understand the vision of your life? And I know that's like a very deep thought question, but how are you able to understand the vision? Because there are people who are listening that may not even know what it sounds like or what it looks like. And I know that this is probably something that you go over in your consultation, so don't give us all of this stuff because we want them to come to you and reach out, but just give us a little bit.
Absolutely. That's a great question. And understanding the vision for one's life, you know, a lot of times it's a journey. I mean, for me, it was a journey. But one thing is for sure, you will never understand the vision for your life until you align your life with God. You know, you have to be aligned to him. Because, again, he is the ultimate visionary. You know, everything that we do, all that we are, like you shared, you know, Genesis 1:26-27, it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness and let them have dominion," etc. And then in 27, it declares that, "So God created man in his image, in the image of God he created him." So everything originated from him. So if we're to truly realize what our vision is, it's going back to the drawing board, going back to him. He has the blueprint for each individual for the vision for your life. So for me, it was a journey. It wasn't something that just, you know, I wish I could tell you that I slept and all of a sudden I woke up and I knew. No, it didn't happen that way. But it was a journey. But one thing I've realized with that journey to finding out what your vision is or find out what your purpose is, you get to the point, I can speak for myself, that season of discomfort, that season of knowing that, you know what, everything looks right on paper, but something is awfully wrong. You know, I'm doing a lot of, but there's a certain emptiness there, you know. And I went through that season and then beginning to ask myself, you know, why am I really here? Yes, I'm, yes, I'm saved. Yes, I'm serving, you know, I've been serving in ministry for years, yes. But I kind of feel like I haven't just discovered exactly why I was sent. We weren't just sent here to come, get saved, and maybe, you know, sing in the choir and just be some good citizens of the earth. That's all fine and dandy, but is that really your purpose? I think not. There is a purpose for your life, each and every one of us. There's an assignment that we have, is that we are a solution to a problem. Each person, individually, we have a purpose. And so I went through that period of discomfort, that period of not knowing, and that was when I went back to the Lord and I started to speak. And the one thing I found out is to find out what the vision for your life is, obedience is key. A lot of times, God is not going to release to you the entire vision at once. If he did, it would scare you half to death, because most times you realize, Lord, I don't even have the capacity for this, right? But what he'll do, little by little, one after the other, you know, just one step of obedience after the other, he continues to reveal it to you progressively. And so right now, yes, I can see this is a vision for my life. And you know what? For all I know, it's even much bigger than what I see right now. But it is progressive. God is going to continue to show you as you walk with him in obedience. But one thing, you're going to go through a season of discomfort. And that season of discomfort, seeking God's face primary. Number two, surround yourself with people you see really walk it in their purpose. Surround yourself with people you see walk it, like daily living out their purpose. Surround yourself. There's something about being in that atmosphere. The Word of God says that iron sharpens iron, right? There's really something about being in that atmosphere that will stir you up, and it will stir you up. I tell you what, with VIP Image Consulting, I received, you know, before that, it was the day after a conference that I had attended. That was when I woke up and bam, I could hear it right in my spirit. That was it. I conceived it. I received it. But before then, I'd had a lot of people say to me, oh, you know, are you going to start doing some fashion blogging? You know, are you going to do anything with, because I've always enjoyed fashion, but I didn't think all of that. So anytime I'll get that, I'll say, no, this is just something I enjoy doing, right? It's just something I enjoy doing. But right after that conference was when I received the blueprint for it. So you're going to go through this conference. Go through it. You know, seek God's face in it. If God gives you one instruction, put one foot in front of the other, obey it. But surround yourself with like-minded people or with people who are really walking in their purpose, and that will help stir you up. But even the giftings that you have, pay attention to them. They're not just giftings, just giftings. They're things you're already good at. You need to begin to really pay attention to them and, you know, put that all together, and you'll realize what God has in mind for you to do and why you're here.
Oh, that's some good stuff. That is so good. And that season of discomfort, yes, I can attest to it. I think we both can attest to it. But it's in that pressing moment that God is molding and shifting us and redirecting us to where we're supposed to be, especially when we spend a lifetime on the wrong path. You know, I tend to tell people, I had a conversation with a young lady. This maybe it was last year. I had a conversation with a young lady, and I had spoken to her, and I said to her, I said, look, you know, until you get right on your path, your opportunity is going to continue to pass you by. You are continuously walking in the vision and the image of what other people want for your life.
But the moment
you take that step over and you get on that right path that God wants for you, that's when opportunity can meet you face to face. That's when your vision and your purpose can meet up with you, and you can walk into your destiny. So, yes, this is definitely a conversation that, especially women, we need to hear this. But this is a right now word for men and women. You know, it's time for us to start walking in the vision that God has called for our lives and cut off the chatter from the vision that man wants for our lives. And so we have about 12 more minutes that we can spend with each other. I wish I could spend the whole afternoon with you. Oh my gosh.
My goodness, I wish I could.
But
oh man,
I just want to touch on two more questions and then give you an opportunity to just speak to the people and share anything that you would like to share in closing remarks, as well as far as how they can reach out to you. So here's the other question. Since we were talking about the vision and the purpose, let's talk about how you can how to not get caught in the vision that someone else has for you. How to be able to discern when you know that God is leading you in one direction and when the man is leading you in another. Let's touch on that a little bit, because I believe that that's a lot of the problems that some of our young people and even some older people may still have with trying to walk in their gift and their calling of which God has for their lives and not what man has for them.
Absolutely. That I love that question. One of the things that is very telling of being in the place that God's called you to be, walking the path that he's ordained for you to walk, walking your purpose, is the peace of God. The peace of God. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." There's something about walking in your purpose. The one thing you experience is peace. You know, a lot of times people think the one thing you experience is wealth. Yes, that may come with it, but no. The primary, the number one thing you'll know for a fact, walking in your purpose, is the peace of God that passes all understanding. I'll give you an example. You could be working a job. I mean, we've seen, and you and I, we can testify, we can attest to this. People leave amazing, secure opportunities, you know, commanding over six-figure incomes to go pursue their purpose, to go pursue the vision that God gave for their lives. Because you know what? You could do everything that brings you in a dollar, tens of thousands of it, hundreds of, and even the millions, and have no peace. Your purpose is not in it. When you're walking in your purpose, when you're walking in your call, when you are walking in your gift, the number one thing you have is peace. It's that one thing you could do without necessarily being paid a dime, but we're not, hey, listen, you better make sure you're being paid a dime to keep a roof over your head. Mm-hmm. But it's that one thing you could really do it, and it would have been any time of the day, any hour, and there's just a peace that comes with walking in the purpose that God ordained for you. And that's the difference between walking the path that he's created you to and walking the path that someone else created or living someone else's dream. Another way to know that is that when God gives you a purpose and a call, it doesn't go away. It doesn't, like, first of all, even sometimes when he speaks to you, the first time you don't know or you can't recognize. But it comes up every now and then. We see, for example, Joseph in the Bible, when he received that dream was from God. And that dream wasn't just for him. Your purpose is never for you alone. And yes, in the dream, you know, he received that. Yes, his siblings were bound to him, and eventually even his mother and his father. And that was a big deal, because his father said, "You mean that even I and your mother would bow to you? How dare you," right? Being one of the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
But that, it was just signifying a place of authority that God was bringing him to. But it wasn't just for him. Little did he know that a nation will depend on this, because one day there will be famine in the land, and it will take for Joseph to be seated in that place of authority that he had dreamt of, that dream he had received. It will take for him to lift that dream in order for people who would have experienced famine and the result of it to experience the salvation that they did from him sitting there. So your dream, your purpose, your vision is never for you alone. Never for you alone. It's always much bigger than you. It's never for you only. Your lives and destinies attached to it. And a number, like I said earlier, the peace of God is how you will know. When you're not walking in it, there's that discomfort, there's no peace. But once you step into it, there's a peace that passes all understanding that you receive by walking in it.
Amen. Let me say this. As you were talking, all I heard was, you know, because when you brought up Joseph, I thought about, you know, the he had the resistance. He had resistance from others. And that is definitely a key sign when you are truly walking where God wants you to walk, there is always resistance from the other side. Because we have to, we're walking as we talk, as we talked earlier, you know, that we're being pushed into our purpose. So there's always a resistance on the other side. There has to be. Because you've got
to
break through.
Be. Absolutely.
Yes, God is calling us to charge ahead. Yeah, so, this is so good. This is awesome conversation.
You know what? Look at this, right? For Joseph, there were three things he experienced on his way to the palace. I consider the palace that place of being able to walk in our purpose and our destiny and what God ordained for us. But there are three things you're going to meet on that road, on that journey. And that number one for him was the pit, you know, feeling like there's no way out. How am I going to come out of this? He faced the pit. He faced prison, right? And he faced Potiphar's house. The pit, prison, those three P's are guaranteed at some point as you walk towards your purpose and towards that God-given destiny. And it may not be physical representatives, as we know, like being physically in prison or the pit, but that the connotation of spiritually dealing with being in the pit, in prison, and Potiphar's house, it talks about accusation, being falsely put in a place that you're not supposed to. But I'm telling you, yes, you face opposition on your way to your purpose, for sure.
Oh, yes. And that other part of what you were sharing about our passion and payment, and, you know, the Lord was revealing that, you know, it's not in your passion or your purpose that you're going to receive payment. The payment comes. The payment comes to help you to live out your passion by way of
that
purpose. You know,
come on,
right?
And so
there are times when, you know, when you're truly walking in your calling, You don't know where the funds are going to come from, which direction.
Gonna
you just
from.
Know that God's going to provide. Yeah.
just
know the provision is there and that you are
just
to walk and continue to move forward. So, yes, I hope that for those who are listening and those who will be listening in, that they truly get something from this conversation. This is a rich conversation on the Love Unleashed radio show, hashtag I Am Love Unleashed. My final question to you before I turn it over and allow you to share some stuff quickly about yourself, just bringing this back all to a summary and just basically becoming the CEO of your own life, you know, take control. Like how do you present yourself, because there's a scripture that says present yourself as a living sacrifice unto God. And so, you know, becoming the CEO of your own life, I want you to just share some wisdom about that. When you hear that, what do you hear?
Oh, when I hear that, you know, when you think of a CEO, you know, who is a CEO? Yes, it's one of the most coveted titles, and, you know, people just, you want to be the chief executive officer, you're the highest ranking person in a company or an institution, and you're ultimately responsible for managerial decisions within that organization. So when you think about being the CEO of your own life, you have to consider the fact that now you have to take responsibility for the decisions in your life. So ultimately, it speaks to intention, you know, living very intentionally very purposefully. When you talk about being the CEO of your own life, it's also taking responsibility, you know? I think a lot of times it's very easy to look back at the places that we've missed it, at the points and the junctures in our lives where we may have, you know, quote-unquote missed it, or maybe we were in error, and it's always very easy to blame someone else. It's always very easy to point the finger at why things did not work as they should. But when I think of being the CEO of your own life, I see one, being able to really own up and take responsibility. This is your life. Like we said, if you're going to live your dream and not someone else's, then you absolutely have to take responsibility for when things go well. You know, you can give God the glory. And when things are not so great, or where you find areas of opportunity, you can also take responsibility and own it. And say, you know what, okay, yeah, maybe we didn't do that well, or I didn't do that well, but you know what, thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for, and it's not to paralyze you, but to own it enough to take action. It's to own it enough to take action, to really rise up and understand that you are able to take action. We've been given the authority. We've been given the dominion. I mean, that's why we were created in His image. You know, we can execute. There are things we can execute. We don't even have to pray for the power to execute. He's already given that to us. He gave us dominion, authority, and power. And we can live our lives with that, understanding that He's given that to us. We're made in His image. We can execute. We can make decisions. Even when we don't get it right, we can own it. We can, you know, receive God's grace to move forward, to progress, you know, go from one level to the other. What does a CEO do? You're looking to see that your company turns a profit, that it's moving towards the vision, right? So in your own life, same thing as the CEO of your own life. What are you doing today to see that you're moving towards the for your life? What are you doing today to see that there's progress being made daily in your life? So that's what I think of when I think of being the CEO of your own life.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. And most importantly, taking ownership of your life,
taking ownership,
and then living it out, just doing exactly what you talk about. We do a lot of talking, but we don't do a lot of action. And so faith without works is dead. We have to go out, and we have to be everything that we say we are. So the key to branding yourself in the beginning is to first truly step out on faith, be exactly who God has already called forth for you to be, and do it well. You know, do it in excellence. Do it with the grace of God, you know, because the peace is going to be there. The grace is going to be there. As long as God is in the midst, all you can do is wear that Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. You got to keep on walking in spite of what's happening around you, if you are in control. Yes. Okay, so you have about 2 minutes to share with us your closing thoughts and even how they can reach out to you, any upcoming events that you have, any of that good stuff.
Absolutely. So you can reach me on Facebook, Quinchena on Facebook, on IG, again, at Quinchena, Twitter, @I_am_Quinchena. You can send me an email. You're welcome to do that at QuinchenaOfficial@gmail.com. I do have an event coming up on the 1st of October with the Life Ambassadors, my marketplace ministry. Really, really excited about that. We know that October happens to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month and Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well. And these are two issues that really plague women in our society. But I'm really excited because we were intentional about really flipping the script and changing the narrative by leading into the month with prayer, with purpose, and with power. You know, we're staking claim on the authority God's given to us over those things that are not designed to profit us as a people. So we're going to be really, really coming together. It's going to be the premier networking and prayer event in the DMV. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. We're having you on. I'm very excited. You're one of the prayer facilitators for that event. I'm excited to have Mignon Brown, who's going to, she's a DV advocate and survivor. We have a three-time ovarian cancer survivor, Mia Wright, who's going to be speaking. These women are going to be sharing awesome, powerful testimonies, and it's just to help us understand that there is the power to overcome, that there's really nothing that comes our way that a way of escape has not been made for. So I'm excited about that. You can register for that at www.lifeambassadors.com, P as in Paul, B as in breakfast, fall as in the season, 16, .eventbrite.com. Again, that's www.lifeambassadorspv16.eventbrite.com. So that's coming up. Very excited. And also, towards the end of October, I'm opening up about 5 slots, some coaching for some image clients, those who are looking to take their image to the next level. I do have a program coming up where we're going to really help you create that VIP image, that image that matches your vision, your ingenuity, and your purpose. And if that's something you'd be interested in taking advantage of, you have more questions, feel free to send me a text message. I'll be offering a discovery call for half an hour. It's a free discovery call. We'll talk together and see if you're going to be a match for that program. And you can text image, the word image, to 240-917-9514. Again, text the word image to 240-917-9514, and you want to include your first and your last name as well.
Oh, we got some good stuff going on, and I have some women in mind that definitely could benefit from that, and so I will be in touch with you, Queen.
Awesome.
And I look forward to your event that's coming up. We will definitely post that on our page, and even the information on how to get in touch with you, and even the opening up of the coaching spots. But it was a privilege and an honor to have you on the show. Prayerfully, later on next year, because the schedule is actually booked up for this year, but next year, if I can get you on, we can get you on the calendar. I would sincerely appreciate it. I thank you so much.
My goodness. Can I just say thank you again? My goodness. I can't thank you enough. I am grateful. I bless God for you, for your ministry, for what you are doing in the community. And I pray that He who has begun this good work in you, I know He is faithful and completed. I pray that He continues to strengthen and encourage you, and that all of the lives that He's ordained for you to touch, that every single one of them will be touched and changed because of your obedience. Again, I'm honored to be on with you. I thank everyone who's tuned in to listen. I bless God for those who will hear the broadcast later. It's just truly been an honor and a privilege, and I'm truly, truly thankful. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll talk to you soon. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Queen Uchenna. And so we thank her for her presence. And so I'm just going to wrap up the show. This was definitely a rich conversation. We talked about love. We talked about branding and becoming the self-branding yourself, becoming the CEO of your life. But as always, I always close with this this scripture. And it is 1 Corinthians 13, so I just want to close with that. There's nothing much more that I can say. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part that we prophesy in part, But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Now we see a poor reflection is in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Love of the Show. I thank you very much, and I look forward to talking with you again next Sunday, 6 p.m., on the same place, www.IamLoveUnleashed.com.